Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I didn't expect the rain today.
No?
No, I was. I mean, I guess I saw it on the forecast, but okay. I wasn't actually prepared for it when it happened.
I was going to say, did you not check the forecast? Did you not ask your Alexa?
I check the forecast like I check the time. I look at my phone. I don't actually see it. I put it down, and then I pick it back up and go, what did it say?
What was that again? What time was that? What weather did it say?
103.7, Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. That's a fact.
I see it,
but I don't see it, you know?
It doesn't register quite so right there in the morning, but it's because we're not necessarily like up and at 'em yet.
Right, but we made it. It's Halloween, everybody.
I forgot.
Happy Halloween. We don't care because we kind of already did Halloween, but it's still going to be a Halloween themed show, okay?
It's technically Halloween today, so I respect those that actually celebrate on the day, even though if y'all looking outside, the weather don't feel very spooky.
It doesn't feel very spooky, and if you're trick-or-treating tonight, sorry for you, like my kids.
Let me get a full-size candy bar.
My kids will be going to Menominee Falls tonight.
They're going to be trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not going. I'm glad we already went on Saturday.
Take my...
I'm good. And there's a lot of cities that are going tonight. Waukesha, I could name the list.
And it's
Germantown.
It's all the picturesque cities that are out there, not Milwaukee County cities.
Waukesha County and beyond,
North and west and maybe south. I don't know. But yeah, not Milwaukee County.
A lot of people trick-or-treating tonight. Well, you know, like I said, it's going to be a Halloween-themed show, except for the fact that there's a Christmas dose when we give away Home Alone tickets. But that's at 7:45. Otherwise, we're sticking to Halloween, okay?
Technically, that could be spooky, too, depending on how you look at it.
Exactly.
You know, Kevin McCallister being Home Alone, that's scary. Mm-hmm. That is scary for the parent and the child.
It is kind of scary. Uh-huh. You're not wrong.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's Halloween theme the question today, so I think, you know, we should get into it. I say let's go.
I say let's do it.
Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I almost forgot it was Halloween. I'm not going to lie.
I remembered last night and forgot this morning and then remembered this morning and forgot again this morning. Yeah.
It's because we did it over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I forgot today was Halloween.
We're done with it.
Anyway, we're not done. We're done, but we're not done.
We're
done, but we're here for you. That's where we're going.
But we're not done. And in the club, everybody fam. So it's Halloween.
Today it's Halloween. What is your costume this year? That's the question. You can call in with yours, your kids. I don't need your list of your whole families unless you're a group unit, but your costume. Now, I was going to be the Quick Trip hot bar. I didn't do it. In fact, I didn't even start. I got the Quick Trip wrappers from my kids eating there, and that was it.
You got garbage.
I have garbage. That's what I got. A bag of garbage.
Hey, but you were ready for it, though, with that garbage.
But instead, I was Damien from Mean Girls, which I posted on social media on my Facebook. So if you didn't see it, go Peep. Go Peep. I was Damien. I had a sign that said, she doesn't even go here. It's a very simple costume.
Classic, though. Yeah. That's a classic. Easy, but tasteful.
Yeah.
Simple, but elegant.
My neighbor said she refused to go trick-or-treating if I didn't have a costume, so that was what I pulled together. The hood, the glasses, and the sign that says she doesn't even go here.
Hey, for as simple as it was, it was legit. I think the face was intact. It was about it's about the essence and the energy you give the character.
Thank you.
And you embody Damien, dog.
I did it. Yes. What's your Halloween costume, DZ?
I was a little more on the niche side this time around, right? Because I could have been a traditional old whoopee cushion like I have been in years past because it's the easy out.
The whoopee cushion's funny.
I got the whoopee cushion sitting in the garage. Shout out to old jobs that we had, you know, just mountains of Halloween costumes laying around that we could have and take. But when we went trick-or-treating with the fam, I actually opted for a very direct costume and people didn't know. Some kids called me James Harden and I was offended, bro. Ooh, I wanted to throw hands.
They called you James Harden. Why?
Because I wore a basketball jersey. And this is for the athletes and the sports heads, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I wore an old school, hard knocks, throwback classic, like a Mitchell and Ness, like jersey, real authentic jersey that I got from my late brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was an Allen Iverson jersey.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for this.
You know who Allen Iverson?
Yes.
You know who Allen Iverson is, right? Played for the 76ers. Right.
Yes.
Okay, bet. Had a throwback on. I had my hair half braided down and then the rest half froed out. And I was 2001 Allen Iverson getting his hair braided by his mom on the sideline of a game. So
but
I had the
nobody got that.
No, man. I was like, man, you got to be real niche to understand this, and well, y'all ain't niche enough.
You needed your mom behind you braiding your hair while you were walking, and then people would have gotten it.
That was the problem. My mama wasn't there.
You should have sat down in a chair in the front lawn with your mom braiding your hair and then be like, do you get it now?
Somebody pushes me in like a stroller and just keeps braiding my hair the whole time. I'm like, I'm Allen Iverson getting his hair braided sideline at the game. Y'all get it? Some people got
gosh.
It. One of the listeners got it. Shout out to the listener we met that was like, I know who you are.
Yeah.
I get it, DZ.
Thank God.
Respect to you.
Nobody else got it.
To the youngins that said James Harden.
It was out there, DZ. I'll be fair and go, your costume was 2001. I mean, first of all, you got to go 25 years back. And then it's so random.
It's Googleable.
I'm defending the people who didn't know who you were.
It's Googleable. Man, whatever.
Google this. Okay. Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in. We're talking about your Halloween costumes for the question of the day in honor of Halloween. Natalie of Menominee Falls said Sally and Jack Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Classic. Another one.
And then Lydia texted in and she said, can you please do me a huge favor and wish Liliana from Kettle Moraine Middle School happy birthday? She turned 13 today and we listen all the time. Lydia, you got me there because I thought it was going to be a costume, but happy birthday to Liliana.
And you got that little read it. So happy birthday indeed.
You tricked me. And you know what you should do next time, Lydia? You can now leave a voice message on our app. That's a great place to leave birthday shout outs.
That's a great. I mean, because then you don't got to email it.
And
I
you
mean,
can
you
actually
can
say
it.
You can go to our app, the Odyssey app, click on when you're listening live, send a voice message and say it yourself. And maybe we'll play it on the air. So.
Smooth. I like that.
All right. What are your Halloween costumes? 414-533-1037. Somebody said, my son was a garbage truck and our 5-month-old was a trash panda.
At least they were themed costumes together.
Fair. Somebody said, my coworker and I will be M&Ms. I can't wait to see what you guys are or were.
Are y'all dyeing y'all hair like the real Slim Shady? Or y'all mean like the chocolate dipped?
Which
M&Ms?
And sign your name to your text, people.
Please and thank you. What's your name? Where are you from?
Zombie Bride? Who are you?
Can't shout you out. Can't shout you out.
We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
People are so funny on our texts. I got the mom voice and I said, sign your name. And now they all have names.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Alex said both my boys are going to be dressed up as Ghostbusters. Brittany in Milwaukee said Woody, Bo Peep, and our 3-year-old was Buzz. Ryan Cooper, who I know, shout out, photographer locally. He said, I was Shrek. Go, Ryan.
That's a nice pull, dog.
And then it says, we will be red and green M&Ms, signed Amanda. Thank you, Amanda.
Appreciate it, Amanda.
Signed Amanda.
Now we know what kind of M&Ms you are, too, and your name.
And Chelsea in South Milwaukee said, my husband and I are dressing up as Timmy, Turner, and Trixie from the Fairly Odd Parents. Cool.
Whoa. Another niche one, but I appreciate that one. That's a good one. That's solid.
Let's go to Ryan in Calabama. We can't call it Caledonia. We're not allowed.
You're right. The mayor declared that.
Who's the mayor?
Him.
Me.
Self-appointed.
Me, myself, and I.
Calabamian. Calabanamanians.
It's like when you appoint yourself as a cop, a citizen's arrest.
Why are these handcuffs fuzzy? What up, Ryan?
These are my wife. Leave them alone.
Hey. They still got a key.
Ryan, who were you?
I throw away the key. I ain't going to carry that key.
Do you have trick-or-treating in Caledonia, or is it over?
We have it tonight.
Okay,
it's in Caledonia. We head out to Union Grove, though. So
noted. And what are you guys for Halloween?
We are going as the Emotions.
From Inside Out.
I love that movie so much. That's one of my favorite movies.
Hot family.
You think
costume.
You know what I'm going as? Which
yes.
emotion?
Yes.
It's gotta be anger.
No, joy.
But you got no. You are odd.
No, he's anger.
I am 100% anger.
Ryan's
all
anger
the way.
Is your wife. Who's your wife? Is she Joy or is she?
Yep. I think she's Joy, if I remember
if
right.
You don't remember which emotion your wife is?
Nope, he's just for the costume.
And I got everything else in my mind other than what I am wearing as a costume tonight.
Fine.
Until
fine.
I'm done with my day of school.
Fine.
After I'm done with school, then it's
you'll
a different
worry about
story.
It.
Put his costume on. Fair enough. Get through the day first.
I love it because I love exactly. Inside Out. I love you're going as the Emotions. Ryan.
Because then you got the kids as emotions too for the day.
Right. Well, I would
so
ask what
theirs.
They were, but you don't know.
You don't
so
remember.
Goodbye.
You don't know. Not yet. We'll ask him tomorrow what he was, because then he'll remember.
There you go.
No, I can tell you Faith is the sad one. Faith is the sad one.
Yes.
Okay.
The blue one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then Emerson might be Joy, because he's blue. Wait.
You suck at this.
Man.
My wife is green. What is the green emotion?
Then she's blue.
The green one.
Green is disgust. She's disgust. I had to think about it for a minute.
Oh, your so wife, she's just disgusted with you, Ryan.
And your anger.
Always. When is that?
There
when is that not?
We should have guessed that one off it, man. Get out of here.
All right. I love y'all. Happy Halloween.
Peace. Happy Halloween.
It makes sense because you can't make a baby disgust.
I mean, you can, but that's rude.
Kirk from the south side of Milwaukee said, I'm Freddy Krueger today. Stop.
OG, the legend.
Dale's in North Prairie. Good morning, Dale. Happy Halloween.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Y'all trick-or-treating out there in North Prairie?
We had that last weekend, actually.
Okay.
So we're going to be going towards the Burlington for today.
You guys are still going.
Are y'all double-dipping the chip?
And just like Ryan. All right. So what are you for Halloween?
I myself am Benny the Jet Rodriguez from the Sandlot.
Sandlot? Ooh, you got the PF Flyers on, my boy?
I can't be the Benny the Jet without the PF Flyers.
Respect. No, respect. Respect. I'll clap it up for that. Respect.
I'm going to run faster and jump higher than any other kid out there.
With the hat in the back pocket. Watch him.
Go get him, Dale. 100%. Go get him. You show him what's up tonight when you're trick-or-treating in Burlington. You have a great time, okay?
Of course. You guys have a great night yourself.
You too, man.
When you see a guy running through
Burlington.
Dale.
Caroline in Milwaukee said, my boyfriend and I dressed up as a police officer and then Scotty Scheffler, the arrested pro golfer. Ah.
Well, that was an easy one. You just let your husband get drunk in his golf gear. That's lit. That's lit.
Let's go to our boy, Sean in West Bend. He should be a scared father because he's having twins at 40.
It's not a costume.
It's just him in general.
It's just life. What are you dressed as, though? Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, or should we howdy.
Oh, it is howdy, howdy because twins.
Oh, man.
Sean
so
hates
my
us.
My wife actually came up with our costumes because she didn't want to walk around right now, for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I pushed her around in a wheelchair. She went as Lieutenant Dan, and I was Forrest Gump.
You're going straight to hell.
Why? She is. She picked.
He said I pushed her around. She was Lieutenant Dan. Oh, God. Forrest Gump
hey,
reference
she wasn't
for
push
all the
me around. I'd have loved to be Lieutenant Dan.
I just got to know, did she tuck her legs or
Sean,
not?
Sean, she's pregnant. You're pushing her.
No, she could not tuck her legs, and I don't know if she can even contort that way right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm done with this man.
Is West Bend trick-or-treating tonight, or are you all done?
No, that was last weekend.
Yeah,
we went up to Kewaskum, but
noted.
They both, West Bend and Kewaskum did theirs the same day.
I love it how everybody on the phone so far has gone to a different city. Way to represent, you jerks.
Mm-hmm. And, hey, are we going to see Lieutenant Dan and Forrest in a different city tonight?
Doubtful.
She's tired. Lieutenant Dan is tired, okay?
Big tired.
I think if I suggested it, she'd probably kick me out of the house.
Yeah, well.
Let us hold you off of that,
we
man.
Got
Let's
you,
hold,
Sean.
Hold you off of that ledge,
Have
man.
A great Halloween, Sean. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, you too.
Peace, man.
Last but not least, let's go to our boy, Danny in Oak Creek. I know that they already went this weekend. Oak Creek was this weekend, but he has his kids are grown.
And you know they're going to want a double dip.
They're at a bar, not at trick-or-treating.
I said double dip. I didn't say what.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Danny and family.
What up, what up?
All right. What do you
so
mean?
We had ours on Saturday night because we had a... like
a party,
our neighborhood trick-or-treat.
Yeah, sure.
We always do a party with friends, and they have like a thing they do every year, so we dress as that. This year was Dr. Seuss. I went as the Grinch as Santa, and my wife went as Martha May's girlfriend from that movie, live action movie.
So you could have been any Dr. Seuss, any theme, any as long as it was Dr. Seuss theme. Bruh, y'all are funny.
We're actually going to use it for Christmas too with the family kids and stuff, so there's a little twist to it.
Oh, okay.
That's actually smart.
It's very smart.
Ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Danny. You're giving people ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well,
yes.
All right.
Recycle, reuse.
That's right. Happy Halloween.
Genius.
Peace, happy Halloween.
Bye.
Bye. Whoever texted in going as a Dallas Cowboys fan, it must be destiny.
It must be tough.
Barf.
That's what it must be.
Goodbye.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Oh, no, we got a pet problem.
Pet problems.
Uh-oh, what's the story?
Molly rode in.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly got a meow meow problem.
Mm-hmm.
Molly, meow
fair
meow.
Fair enough. What's the problem? It's
say,
a cat?
Hold
fair
on.
Enough?
No. I'm going to have to. Ooh, I wish there was an instant replay button because I swear.
I said fair enough.
It sounded like you said fur enough. And I was about to lose it.
I said fur enough.
Fur enough.
If I did, it was my accent.
And it was so perfectly placed. We're going to listen back on the Odyssey app later. Don't talk worry about it.
So what's the problem?
But Molly wrote in and said, my family lost my pet while I wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
And gets right into it. Says, let me cut to the chase. My family let my cat go outside while I was out on a trip after I explicitly told them to watch out for him because he likes to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 3 weeks and I'm really heartbroken over this. I need advice since I don't know how to confront them or what to say. I don't want to be overly harsh to them because they express being sad over my lost pet. But I also need them to understand that it was irresponsible and that my cat is a huge part of my life. I was out of town for a wedding for almost a week. Asked my family to watch him and they agreed. I again explicitly said he tries to sneak out and he shouldn't be let out because he needs meds and shouldn't go long without him.
Oh no!
Plus, not to mention it's getting cold. There's predators out there like stray dogs that could attack, hawks that could swoop him up. We've done everything we can to get him to come home, but I'm starting to get less and less hopeful, and I'm tired of crying over my lost kitty. How should I confront them further about this, or do I just let this go, try to forgive and forget Molly?
So her family lost her pet while she was gone. Okay. It's been 3 weeks. What do you think, DZ? Because I have some thoughts, but this is not what would Allie do. It's what would DZ do?
Yeah. Unfortunately, bro, this is kind of the circle of life, and I know people aren't going to like me saying this.
They're not.
No, they're not. quite frankly, they're not.
But
to put it plainly, this happened. Right? And it just so happened to happen to you. This has happened to us. We were lucky enough to get our cat back.
Yep.
One of our friends, dear friend of ours, shout out Reed, Target Angelo's wife. Right?
Yep.
We were just kicking it. We were all home. We were just having a kickback, right? At our old house. And they knew. Everybody knows that our cat likes to sneaky up out. And if she could whoop out when somebody's opening the side door, she will. She's an explorative being.
And
she did. She was gone for, I want to say, almost a week.
Were you freaked out?
A little bit, yeah. It was the first time we had kind of arguably lost a pet, right? We had watched other friends' cats that have sneaked out, and we're like, well.
She came back, though?
Thankfully, we did all the things that I'm assuming Molly did, which is put the litter box out, food out, right? Their litter box, their scent, their stuff, right? Things that have familiar scents, because the science is it'll smell out into the world and atmosphere, and if they're nearby,
they'll find it.
Because chances are, they're nearby.
They were just,
unless somebody swooped them up, brought them inside, or the shelter pulled up and took them, or a stray did get them. I don't know. I don't want to be that guy, but it happens, and it is called survival of the fittest. There's predators and there are prey, right? And I'm not saying that's where we're at, but it's been 3 weeks. It doesn't look good, Ma.
It doesn't look good for you.
It doesn't look good. Now,
I was going to say, it's not your family's. If it's your cat, have somebody else take care of it. If you go on a trip, welcome to having to go go to a vet and pay for it. This is when pets become expensive. Like, if it comes to the point where your pet's getting lost, it's on you to take the steps to go pay for care for your pet so it doesn't get lost. Because at the end of the day,
can you kennel
you
a cat?
Can't, I don't know. I
can
don't,
you board a
you
cat?
You know I don't like cats. I never had one. They don't like me. I don't like them. The only one I've ever bonded with is my sister's, and that's where I draw the line.
I don't think you could board cats, and correct me if I'm wrong, y'all, but I don't know. I thought I was just
I like
a
dogs.
Dog thing.
I like dogs.
Well, right. But cat or dog, say this happened and somebody let the dog out and the dog is now out on the street.
Yeah.
You know how many dogs in the last year I have pulled up and tried to save, whether in over here by the station or in Bayview? More than one hand. Probably five or six dogs that I've tried to literally... Come here, Papa. Let's go find your home.
Yeah.
Literally, last one was a dude half a block up.
Mm-hmm. It's hard because you go, she's saying, my family lost my pet while I wasn't
and
home.
They,
but at the
did.
End of the day, it's her pet, right? So it's if they, it, this is where it's tough.
And it could have happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's a little more vigilant, right? Maybe she's more quick. Because I know, we knew our cat was so sneaky that, you know, we were quicker with the feet to be like, nope, block you, can't run out. Ha ha. Our friends, we can't expect them to go, oh my gosh, the cat. And everybody spring into action.
Somebody said, yes, cats can be boarded just like dogs.
Bet.
I did. You triggered a memory for me. I was dating this guy and he had two dogs and he went up north to go hunting or something. And basically he walked off and told his friends, you can't leave my dogs. And what happened? Same thing.
Dogs.
The dogs got out and then they spent like the whole day on a prairie
just
looking
chilling.
For the damn dogs.
Little dog on a prairie?
Two big dogs,
two
by
big
the way.
Two big dogs on a prairie.
Hunting dogs. And so they found them at the end of the day. But I get this. So where it was like, was it his responsibility or his friends? Really, it was his. It's his dogs.
Yeah.
So he was mad at his friends, but you can't say, watch my dogs or my kids, and then they disappear, right? So this is where it gets tricky.
Okay, hold on, though, because...
expecting people to hold you down.
You imposed that responsibility on your people.
Mm-hmm.
You asked your village to step in and step up. And when the village agrees and goes, we got you.
You want them to get you.
And when they don't...
You're like, what the hell?
You mad, right? You
big.
So she wants to confront. I unfortunately agree. And go, yeah, you can't do nothing about it. And it's different than a child. It's different than a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pet.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it is a pet. And I don't want to say they're replaceable, but you're going to have to get a different kitty cat.
Somebody said you can board cats, but people don't because it's stressful. I get that.
I'd honestly rather leave the cat at home. We've done it. You know, we've taken care of our friend's cat when they go out of town for weddings, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But... this one's tough, man. I genuinely say you do got to let it go. I'm not saying got to forgive him, but you can't confront. I wouldn't. This is dumb, and you're going to look goofy for it.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Don't call Nicolay either. They don't want to hear about your lost cat.
He can't help.
It's not his array of... he's of knowledge.
He's fear the beard, not fur the beard. You know
thank
what I'm saying?
You. Ah! Thank you. All right, what do you guys think? 414-533-1037. So she has lost her cat for 3 weeks. The family let it go outside, and now she doesn't know what to do.
And the cat needs meds, bro. So that's where I'm like, dang.
She just forgive and let it go? We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So, Molly wrote into the show and her family lost her cat when she wasn't home. It's been 3 weeks.
That's sad.
DZ's like, you might have to just move on with your life, girl.
Might? Dog, what?
Okay, fine.
Cat, what?
I'm scared of all our callers, honestly. Tony's on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Tony in Racine, a.k.a. The Mascot Man.
The Mascot Man.
Tony, good morning.
Yo, good morning, you guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Now, I am a strictly dog girl in all aspects. If you know what I'm saying.
Woof.
Tony loves cats.
Meow.
If you know what I'm saying. So, Tony, what do you think? What do you think Molly should do?
Well, I am actually going to disagree with you guys. As I'm driving to work right now, what's my dog in the car and he's whining? So, hey, stop. I am talking about cats. Leave them alone.
That's why the dog's whining.
The dog's mad. Uh-huh.
So I actually gonna go the other way. I think she should hold her family responsible for the situation that happened. Mm-hmm. And hear me out. And this is why.
Yeah.
Because if you take your cat, animal, child to whatever type of daycare, boarding facility, anything, if something happens to that, you know, person or animal or whatever, you're gonna hold them responsible for the situation, mm-hmm. just like you would for anybody else. So
because you
with
paid,
her
though.
Asking, well, with her asking her family members to take care of the cats, I'm under the assumption that she feels confident that they've listened to her and that they respected, hey, I explained my cat needs meds, my kitten can't go outside, I can't do that. So now you're trusting them to take on your responsibility. If the parent said, hey, you know what, it's out of our league, we can't handle that, then they should have said no. So I think they should be held responsible for taking on the responsibility, or they should have passed it on to something else.
Well, then you don't agree with the person who said stay petty and bring it up every chance you get, that text?
No, I wouldn't be that petty, but I would definitely let them know, like, hey, you know, this is a hard time for me, what you guys did hurts. Mm-hmm. And let them grieve with you because they feel just as bad as you do, if not worse.
Do we know
that? No, but you got to let them know the responsibility.
Okay, and how would you do that? How would you honestly go about that, Tony? Because I get it and I respect where you're coming from, but I genuinely just don't see how you say something like that when
you approach them. You approach them and say, hey, you know, I apologize for leaving you with the responsibility of my cat's needs. You know, I am sorry that this happened to you guys. But let you know that this is a hard time for me as well, and I'm going to be grieving for a while.
Jess on the south side of Milwaukee wrote in, yes, Tony, because she disagrees with us, or you, DZ. She said,
are you going to leave me here by myself?
I didn't say that you should just move on with your life and screw it. I didn't say it's a circle of life. Wow. I just said I don't like cats, okay?
Wow.
She said, if you ask someone to do something for you and they agree to do it, they are responsible. That's negligent. I would be furious. Pets are like children once they become a part of your life. To lose them is a great loss. That's mm-hmm. sad. Her family is bogus.
Okay.
Right. You don't put everything on them. It's part of your responsibility as well, but let them know, you know, what happened, they take responsibility for it, and you apologize for allowing that responsibility for them to have that.
All right,
and
Tony.
You guys agree together.
Fair enough, Tony.
Okay, fine. I didn't
Received.
Received is right. We didn't have to make fun of him or anything today.
Can
Tony,
we hang up on him now?
We can. We love you, Tony. Bye.
Bye. Later, man. Peace. Love,
and
dog.
I do like him because he's trying to hold people accountable, so I'm into that. I'm into that for sure.
I respect it, and holding accountable is 100% receive, love it. Yeah, but don't hold it over somebody's head.
No.
And that's what I feel like she's leaning towards here by going, I need them to know it was irresponsible and that cat was a huge part of my life.
Raquel and Racine said you should have had the cat microchipped. It would have helped, especially if the shelter rolled up.
I forgot about the microchipping.
Yep. Let's go to Emily in Menominee Falls on that note. Hi, Emily. Good morning and happy Halloween.
Hi, good morning. Happy Halloween.
Good morning.
All right, girl. I know they're trick-or-treating up in your hood today, but we're talking about cats right now. So
I'm a dog person.
Okay.
Let me just get that clear. I got a dog.
Amen.
And we left our dog with my mom one time, and our dog got attacked at the dog park. See how it, like, you know, you feel like you want to feel bad and be mad at the person watching them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to agree with DZ here. I don't think that it's something that you can keep bringing up or confront. She already mentioned that her family was sad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they've already acknowledged that, hey, we're sorry this happened. But I feel like as a pet owner, when you give the trust to somebody, you're accepting the responsibility of what happens when they're with them.
Because it could have happened with you,
too. It could have happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then who are you mad at? Just yourself. It's
right.
It's okay to be
upset.
And you
can be sad.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's okay to be sad.
Hold on. Slow down a second. Bella and Kenosha texted in, oh, bleep, the cat died. Dang, I miss that. The cat
No. Nobody's saying the cat died. We're just assuming at this rate.
We don't know if the cat died,
been
Bella.
It's been 3 weeks. Does it look good? Especially when she says the cat needs meds. It's not looking good for my boy.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. Am I wrong? No.
I agree.
And Autumn in Waukesha texted in and said she absolutely should hold them responsible. It's called taking care of the cat for a reason. They're supposed to take care of it.
Yikes.
Okay. But I get it because I've had friends get mad at me for screwing things up before. So I've been on the other side of this.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, I was at a birthday party. I should just tell it. This is a traumatic story, but my friend hated me forever for this. And her daughter, she was like, can you watch my daughter while I grab a slice of pizza or something? I'm like, yeah. And her daughter walked right into the arcade and I was like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And she was so angry with me, and I get it. And she's like, my kid was out the door. And it's the same thing.
The kid was gone, and you
and
were like, oh,
like,
snap.
She was like, I don't trust you anymore. And I'm like, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
I was at a birthday party, and I forgot.
You shouldn't.
That could be a thing, though. Maybe this girl, if she gets another cat, she doesn't let her parents watch them.
I'm laughing, but my friend was furious and probably is still mad to this day. Like, to this day.
Might be a little funnier now because time has passed.
She didn't think it was funny, boy.
Oh, boy, I swear.
We fought for a long time, and we didn't fight. She was just mad.
Emily's on to something, though. It's a learned lesson.
It is a learned
lesson.
It's a learned lesson. It's a sad one.
Because my intention was never to hurt her kid or anyone's pet, right?
Yep.
But stuff happens.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's no one's intention, you know? So
Thank you. Yeah. So why hold it against somebody? You know what, Emily? We're on the same
page.
Why are we still arguing with each other?
I'm saying be petty. I'm talking myself off the ledge. I'm not listening to my own advice.
Come to my side, Allie. What would DZ do?
We can
bring you over to our side.
Emily helped convince you. Appreciate your call.
Emily, you guys are better people than me. Goodbye.
We'll talk to you later,
Emily. Enjoy your candy.
Yeah. Bye. Happy Halloween for real.
Last but not least.
Uh-oh. No.
You know who it is.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can.
Hey.
Demoning.
First of all,
I would like for Tony to show up in a Cat in a Hat suit at this lady's house. Maybe she'll feel better.
Oh,
come
Destiny,
on, Tony, you
stop,
could do it.
Stop.
Okay, my bad.
Not the APB to the regulars. No,
too
for real.
Too soon.
Real advice.
What do you think?
Man, she better chalk it up as a law. Her parents did that. The family did that on purpose.
What?
They said, oh, you want to go outside? Go ahead, go outside.
Destiny, no, they did not. You're saying that they did
not. You don't think so?
When
you take your kid somewhere and you say, hey, don't give them no candy, what's the first thing that you think they do?
Go give them candy.
Exactly. See, same thing. They say, oh, this cat want to explore. Let this cat go explore.
You know but what? The cat needs
something
meds.
Out there.
See, Allie, this is why I told you we can't do this, man.
You're
this
so
is why.
Sensitive.
Destiny.
Forget you, Destiny. Goodbye.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Give this jerk, I mean this guy, a name.
Hey.
Oh, I'm fixing it. I shouldn't be fixing it.
Shouldn't be fixing the answers already. Give this
nice man who might be a jerk a name.
Let's call him Frank.
All right, Frank. Listen up, Frankie.
Frankie
my
boy.
My grandpa was a Frank. Frankie.
Was he
Frank? My grandma used to go, Frankie.
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 Well, do you want Frank, Frankie, or Franklin?
I don't. Oh, Franklin.
Franklin.
Look
all right, Franklin. Franklin. Full name.
So now we're getting serious with Franklin now.
Uh-oh, Franklin. What'd you do?
Here's what he said. Am I the jerk for refusing to clean up my wife's puke?
Oh, well, Frank. No, actually, I got to listen. I got to listen. Yep.
He says, Allie and DZ, help me. My wife barely drinks. It only happens a couple times a year. But when she does, she's very hungover the next day.
She go hard.
Mm-hmm.
Got
we went to a Halloween party last weekend. She had a great time, had many beverages. The next morning, I was woken up to her asking for help around 8 a.m. She had felt the urge to throw up, but didn't make it to the toilet in time.
Oh, no.
So went everywhere in the bathroom.
No.
And my one thing is puke. I don't do it. I don't mess with it. And it immediately makes me want to get sick as well.
You start to yup.
Mm-hmm. And she knows this too.
Okay.
So she asked me to clean it. I said, absolutely not. So she shut the door and is currently trying to sleep off the hangover on the couch. I went to Walgreens for Gatorade, but I draw the line at cleaning up her puke. Am I the jerk for refusing to clean up after my wife when she got sick?
Ooh-wee. Hey, this one's layered
Franklin.
Up. This one's layered up, Franklin, and it's tougher than you might think.
Mm.
It's okay. It's like saying like blood's your thing. He's saying puke's his thing.
Because I won't. Yeah. Blood is. I won't touch your blood. Don't come near me.
Nowhere
you're bleeding. I'll call somebody for you.
Please.
Same. Like actually, that's good. Because I don't want to clean up anything. If you want me to be honest.
To be completely Franklin.
In fact, if you said blood or puke, I'd probably actually pick blood. If you want to be honest.
That I actually
they
don't
both
know.
Make me want to. So anyway, I'm not going to do that because I'm going to make people sick in their cars.
And I'm in these toddler stages where I'm cleaning all the above and some that are unmentioned.
But it's your kid.
Picasso.
It's different when it's your kid.
Eh, is it though?
Yes.
It's your partner. It's your person. It's your loved one.
Mm.
It's the one that helped you make them kids.
Mm.
So it really shouldn't be no different in my opinion.
Mm. If you even have them.
True.
We don't even know if they have them, but
true.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. But you see that person as you see yourself. And if you're not taking care of them, you're not taking care of yourself because you're not taking care of that relationship.
What do you do though if it's your one thing that makes you sick? How do you take care of them if it makes you sick though? This is where everybody gets screwed.
That being said. So say Buddy does try to clean it, right?
Yeah.
The only consoling factor is that he's guaranteed to yak next.
Right, and then it's a mess everywhere.
And then it's a mess everywhere, so it's his mess to clean up, because then it's his yak on top of that.
You're saying he should just go and then clean them all?
I'm so grossed out. Go in the bathroom, wherever, yak, and then clean it up.
You know what? If you guys don't lose 5 pounds today, I don't know what's wrong with you. This is gross.
Ain't nobody hungry right now, I'll tell you that.
All the Halloween candy, goodbye. Ah. No thanks. Gross.
I mean, she had a little too much fun at the Halloween party.
Yeah.
And he said, bruh, I will get you Gatorade, baby. I will tuck you into bed if you need me to, but I am not. And she should know that. Mm. She should know that. So why is she asking him to clean it up? And I'm not defending the fellas.
Because he's her husband, and she needs him to help her in this moment. This twice a year it happens. That's as much as she needs it. Just, it's her husband. If you marry this guy, it's like, you know, when you leave your parents, and you're like, okay, take care of myself, and maybe I'll meet someone who will help me take care of me too. And then they're like, got this.
Good luck.
Deuces. And you're like, well, I thought I picked you as a partner to help me in life.
I see it. I hear it. I'm following. But I'm going, if that's your thing, that's your one, I can't go, ain't no way, you better back up off me. That might have to be respectable, as disrespected as that might make the wife feel.
John in Germantown said, not the jerk. I'm getting queasy listening to this. Same, dude. Same.
But that's your baby. Mm. I've taken care of my wife. You know, she's had one too many beverages hanging out at an evening out. And, you know, I had to bring her home, and there might have been a curtain rod getting yanked off the shower involved, and some sicklinesses. But listen, you take care of yours.
I can picture it now in the bathroom, the curtain rod.
The room was spinning, baby. But this is old us. Pre-kids us.
You're like, only 31. You're allowed to drink. Chill out.
But this is, again, think about it, a decade ago, right? Yeah, right? This was a very long time ago. Because my wife, she's really not a drinker. So this is the perfect scenario.
This is a scenario where she would have been the one.
She would have been the one.
You took care of her in that moment when it happened.
You clean it up. I would have cleaned it up. I'm not bothered by a lot of these things.
Well, I am.
The things that gross me out are few and far in between. And I grew up with a mother that cleans up messes for people for a living. For real, for real.
A lot of people texting in saying, not the jerk, puke makes me puke. A lot of that. And then Bella in Kenosha said, big old huge jerk, you win the crappy husband award today.
I could understand why you'd feel some type of way about you not holding your partner down, your partner not holding you down. Mm-hmm. I'd hold my partner down, but I can't disrespect you to say and stand 10 toes and go, nah, that ain't it.
Tracy in Key Wascom said, not the jerk. Kyla in Sheboygan says, I'm already gagging. Same.
So y'all ain't helping y'all people out. Wow.
No, we're just trying not to get sick.
Hey, I'm here for you, whatever you need, unless you're puking. Yeah, that's what y'all sound like right now.
And then somebody said, if she can't do the time, she shouldn't do the crime.
You know what?
You're funny on the text. 414-533-1037. That's the text and call line. But yes, DZ, what were you going to say?
No, we good.
You're like, no, I'm done.
Yes.
Never mind. So is Franklin the jerk for refusing to clean up after his wife got sick after she drank too much at a Halloween party? She drinks like twice a year. Wow, the texts are going crazy. We'll talk to you guys next.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, is Franklin the jerk for refusing to take care of a sick wife? Yeah, you heard us.
Yo, when you say it like that.
It sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it?
That's crazy brazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey in West Allis texted in and said, yes, absolutely the jerk. Put your man pants and go work and clean up your wife.
Well, I mean, okay, when Corey, you take care of your loved ones, like you want to take care of yourself and want to be taken care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to start with Katie in Cambridge. I'm actually starting with her today. I'm flipping it for real quick. Let's start with Katie. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Hey, better than Franklin right now because we ain't on the block.
And I don't want to clean it up if it's not my kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm one to talk here. But is he the jerk for not taking care of his sick wife? She drank too much at the Halloween party.
I'm going to say absolutely not the jerk. I mean, I wouldn't do it for my husband if he was drinking. I mean, if he can't handle your liquor, that's your own problem.
Amen. And
so,
when
she knew better.
You know what? Yes. And when you get divorced, you call me. We'll go out.
But it only happens twice a year.
If she was sick and had the flu, that may be understandable.
Why does that change it for you?
I actually don't agree.
I mean,
she couldn't control that, and she could control the drinking, is what they're saying.
Basically. Right.
However, she goes out twice a year. She's responsible all the other times. Let her live her life.
This is the one time on this quarter that she might have a little too much.
You know what? It's two of us on one right now. You know what? Let her live.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for my husband, so I'm sorry.
Katie's standing on it and 10 toes against us. She said no, still saying not the
and
jerk.
I'm not going to lie. I don't want to clean it up either.
Sorry. Hey, I respect it, Katie.
I shouldn't be going off on you. It's gross. All right. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. We've talked to her before. She can handle it.
For sure. Let's go to Kyla in Sheboygan. Hi, Kyla.
Morning.
Good morning.
Which way you going? Is he the jerk for not taking care of a sick wife?
Yeah, Franklin is totally the jerk. Literally, nobody wants to clean up your own puke, somebody else's puke, your kid's puke,
right.
Your pet's puke.
Any puke.
Side note, I can't wait to ask my boyfriend this later because he can't even handle our animals. So this is going to be funny.
Oh, he won't even clean up after the pets? Oh gosh.
Throw
him in the trash.
It would be a worse situation.
Then there's triple the amount. Yeah,
Well, but we won't put him on blast. But no, he's totally the jerk. Not to say if it were me, I would be totally gagging while doing it.
Yes, right.
And
same.
Giving you crap for it because it was something that was self-induced. Like in fun, totally the jerk. Help her out.
I always tell my friends in the medical field, I don't know how you do it.
True.
Like, I don't know how you go and look at blood, all these things. Like how
daily.
It takes a
special type of person to work in the medical field.
To deal with bodily excrements.
Period.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Period.
100%.
Period. Exclamation point.
Shout out to all you guys, because it ain't us.
You shout out, not us. Not me.
Hey, but either way, Kyla is saying jerk, though. You gotta help.
He's a jerk.
Yikes.
Kyla, help her out.
Text us in and tell us what your boyfriend says later when you
quiz
him. Or leave us the voice notes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right.
I'll keep you updated.
Okay, good.
Bye, have a good day.
Erica in Hartford texted in and said jerk, so he'd rather just leave it sitting there and fester in their bathroom all day while she recovers instead of just sucking it up and helping her. Like, plug your nose and put some gloves on, man.
You know what? Actually, though, that's a valid point. I was operating mentally under the construct that they got two different bathrooms. If they're like us and only got one bathroom, forget it, bro. You got to clean that, no question.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Well, you know who our tiebreaker is today?
Bruh.
Get ready, everybody. It's Mila. And if she calls you a booty head.
It's the laugh for me. I never know.
And it's the laugh on Halloween at that. Mila's like, I'm coming for y'all.
Oh, you know it.
Tiebreaker on Halloween. It might as well be a full moon. Mila, what you think?
Man, he's the biggest jerk and the biggest booty head I think I ever heard of.
I knew it.
He's a booty head.
He's a booty head. Don't marry a guy that won't take care of your booty head.
He a booty head, hands down. First and foremost, that's nasty. Why would you leave it there? But you took vows that say, for better or worse, than sickness and health.
You screwed
the pooch on both of those.
Not the pooch.
Yes, you screwed the pooch on both of those.
Okay, I receive, though. I respect.
You know what? You know what's funny, though? I just had a memory just got triggered for me, you guys. You know how, DZ, you said you would clean up after your wife even though you wouldn't like it, right?
Yeah, and she's cleaned up after me, too, when I've had one too many.
I just remembered in college taking care of my boyfriend when he got sick. Now, and this is a person who I can't believe I didn't remember this story at the beginning of this. And I remember cleaning it up and being so grossed out, but doing it. And it even got on my shoes because I was like standing there with him. And I remember him being like, I love you so much because I was cleaning up his puke.
Thank you.
Now, later we found out he was gay and he's now married to a man. That's Russell. Okay. Remember that story?
Oh, okay.
But
think about
how much I must have loved him in that moment.
And I do that.
And I forgot about that moment. It's like, wow, if you really do love someone, you will take care of them is what I'm getting at.
Even if you block out the trauma of having to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I'm just going to say this.
It happens. If you love someone, you do it. You love someone, you do it. It's gross
Mila
and disgusting.
Said she would catch it. No.
I would catch it.
Oh, yes, I would do that. No.
I would definitely catch it.
Too far.
I mean... I'd rather catch it than get all on the floor. I'm going to have to help you clean it up anyway.
That's true.
Fair. Okay, points.
You know?
Nah, points for that, Amelia.
What I need this husband to do is next time, because he knows that's going to happen. I need you to be prepared. Put an extra bucket in the bathroom, couple of towels, get ready, because he already knew what was going to happen.
He knew the business.
Yeah.
So that's what made him the jerk and the booty head.
Dang, Mila.
And you know what, Mila?
You're right.
Somebody texted in something great. They said, don't have kids with this guy. guy if he can't help you.
I know, right?
Low key, though.
He's going to smell the diaper and gag. Oh no. Put him away.
All right. We're at this man's neck, but y'all are right, though.
I mean, Franklin is done as far as our listeners are concerned.
Big old booty head. Franklin, you the booty head.
Big old booty head.
Whoever texted in, what's love got to do with it? Get out of here. I hate you guys so much right
love
now.
Love got a whole lot to do with it.
The love is why I cleaned up the puke. Did you miss the moral of the
story? Exactly.
Ding, ding, ding.
Exactly.
Mila, we appreciate you.
All right,
we love you and happy Halloween, you guys.
Happy Halloween.
You too. Bye.
People texted in, Mila. They love hearing her.
We love hearing her.
Overall, he's the jerk.
Yeah.
He's a jerk for not cleaning up his wife's puke. Period.
Jerk and a booty head. Hands down, booty head up.
Period. Are you ready to give away these Macaulay Culkin tickets?
I believe so.
It's time because he is coming to the Miller High Life Theater. He will be in town on December 7th. Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. Caller number 25 in the honor of Christmas. 414-533-1037. You're going to get to watch Home Alone, and then he's coming out to have a Q&A. That's crazy.
That's dope. No, that's dope. Whoever wins this is dope.
Oh, and man.
By the way, I used to say all the time, Merry Christmas on Halloween, so it's only fitting.
Well, then.
I'll show you. I got proof.
Okay. I need it. Merry Christmas. 103.7 KISS FM. Can't hear Harry Styles right now without remembering Liam Payne. Liam Payne passed away.
R.I.P.
The guys from One Direction have been speaking out about that. Yeah. And yeah, just sad stuff all around. So, I shouldn't have brought it down on Halloween, with a death. Who am I right now?
It'd be like that, and it's a perfect opportunity to just say, you know, hug your loved ones a little tighter sometimes, man, because you really never know. I saw that there was like some CCTV footage that was released. I couldn't click
the
link.
Oh, I'm not watching that video of him jumping off a balcony. No, thank you. All right, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. RIP Liam Payne.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about this wild goose chase that you went on, because I feel like, one, I learned about a new store. Two, I learned about a new tool.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know this thing existed.
Well, and it's an old store that people just are slept on. And at this rate, I'm going to try to get hired on because I need the employee discount. it's already cheap and I want it cheaper.
Well, you came in and you go, Allie, I need this one tool and I got to go all the way to Ace and Waukesha for it. And I go, Waukesha? You're going backwards.
You know, I'm hands on. I could have ordered it online. That's not what I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. So you needed it that day.
I wanted it that day. And I didn't want to wait any 24 hours next day, whatever, yada, yada, shipping. So I went, where's the closest place that has it in stock? Waukesha. Bet. I'll see you over there after the show. Go over to Waukesha. I'm looking at this log splitter. Mm-hmm. And the log splitter I was looking for is called a stand log splitter.
Okay.
Which is basically a circular steel sharp edge stand.
Okay, lumberjack. Next thing you know, you're going to be dancing on logs in no time on this show.
Thank you. I was trying to get my Paul Bunyan on. I had the flannel ready to go.
We are so Wisconsin. I mean, look at us.
That's exactly what I was trying to do. I was trying to get my axe on. So I was like, all right, point me to the log splitters.
Uh-huh. Flannel on and everything, baby.
Buttoned all the way up with my beanie on.
Paul Bunyan looking.
And they were...
The black Paul Bunyan.
I heard Paul Bunyan was black, but that's a story for another time. Anyway.
I heard you looked great in this outfit is what I heard. But anyway, go on.
My guy at Ace is going, okay, well, you know, what are you looking to do?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't think some of the wood logs that I have are going to fit in the circumference of this steel frame. And he goes, yeah, I feel that. A lot of people have that problem. And goes online and goes, well, Harbor Freight, mind you, I'm at Ace. He goes, Harbor Freight up the road.
That's good looking out, though. He's trying to give you
what I need.
What you need, which means that was good looking out.
Not just go, it'll be fine.
Good
buy
luck.
It. You
Bye.
Can, right. So he goes, they got this hydraulic press, and it ends up being what's called the 10-ton hydraulic log splitter.
I don't know. It sounds fancy, but you had to show me a picture because I had no clue what you were talking about.
It is fancy. And for the price point, it was worth it. So he goes, it's only up the road. It's about $30 more if you really just need a log splitter, some. Woo, woo, woo. I go, cool. Thank you. Go over to Harbor Freight. The door is open, and it's like I'm in this new mystical, magical land of everything you could think of. It's an AutoZone mixed with a Home Depot, mixed with a Menards, mixed with a Quick Trip hot bar because there's dudes all over the place, Allie.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
I'm sorry. Wait, what's drop the location right now.
Harbor Freight. Any of them. Pick one.
Do you remember when we talked about this the other day and you were like, and I said, Harbor Freight, isn't that a furniture store? And then someone said, no, Allie, you're thinking of American. I'm like, that's the one that's in sends me all these stupid things in the mail. No offense. I don't need any more news ads in the mail.
It was the freight part that got
Stop
you.
Stop sending me ads in the mail.
No, thank you.
Buy them on the radio where we're actually going to hear them.
Allie, it was because you was buying furniture recently, though. That's why they came at you.
Probably.
That's why they came at you. But no, different freight. This was Harbor, not American.
Got it. So this is like a Menards on crack, basically.
And it's so much more than that.
Yeah.
So much more. Ooh. So I walked out with a hydraulic press. Like, yeah, I spent like $150 or whatever with the warranty. But
it was cheap.
Cheap, worth it. It's 10 tons of pressure that now I don't got to put on my body. But when I say everybody should have a log splitter just because, everybody should have a log splitter because.
You have to have like fires and bonfires if you need a logs. Like, I don't
know. Everybody should just have a log splitter.
I said what I said. My fireplace is gas. I don't even turn the thing on. Let's be real.
Oh, you one of them?
It was there when I bought the house, okay? I didn't do that.
When you got it like that, okay, New Berlin.
Yeah, but I don't ever burn anything outside. Somebody wrote in, can't fit the wood inside. Pause. Yes, you can.
Hey, pause. That was the bigger pause there. That was the problem. The wood didn't fit, so I had to get the machine that would fit my wood.
Okay.
All right, I'm going home now. All right, bye, y'all. They did that, not me. Don't look at me like that. They started that. I just finished it.
I want to know what the last time you went on a wild goose chase was for something in the city, what you were looking for, and where you found it. I'm not even kidding. Like, when's the last time you were like, I'm going to find this. I'm not ordering it online. I'm not waiting. I need it today.
48 hours
today.
Ago.
Today.
And I came home with a hydraulic wood splitter. What?
Your
a 10-ton hydraulic wood splitter.
Like, what the hell?
She just looked at me like, you know what? You do you, boo. You do you. I can't control this.
Such a husband problem.
Can't control this man.
Hey, honey, I got a wood splitter today.
She just turned around and said, a boy and his toys, man. Oh, I'll tell you.
Megan in Muskego texted in and said, Allie, I used to work at a hardware store, and it is a great place to find men. They're crawling. Girl, I've been to Home Depot at noon, and I've been to the hot bar at noon. Trust me, I know.
Allie's going to come out of there with a different hydraulic press. She ain't even know she needed.
All of a sudden, I need to paint a new room. Look at me at Home Depot at noon. Oh, I'm painting again.
Harbor Freight is cheaper.
Fine. Either one. What was the last thing you drove all over and couldn't find or did find? 414-533-1037. And we will talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Hold on, Chapel Roan. We're not ready
for you. Oh,
you're
getting ahead of us, man. Getting us distracted.
Girl.
What's wrong with you?
103.7 Kiss FM. It's
Manuel.
It's Allie at DZ. Inside jokes for days.
We are here.
Somebody texted in and said, finding a pool noodle in October is impossible. So they've been driving around looking for a pool noodle, probably for a costume or something.
Or for the, maybe you're taking a trip to warmer weather and you want the pool noodle ready to go. You going indoors to the Dells or
I'm
something?
I'm telling you what, dude. Listen to this. We're talking about the last wild goose chase you went on. DZ went all over the city looking for a wood splitter and found it at Harbor Freight of all places.
That wasn't even the intention. I started at Ace. And shout out to Ace for actually holding me down and
Seriously.
Telling me where to go.
Seriously. And whoever texted in, the viral Gilmore Girls blanket at Marshall's and TJ Maxx. I don't watch Gilmore Girls, but you had me at TJ Maxx and Marshall's. Okay.
I tell you, my sister-in-law knows exactly what you're talking about because we don't.
Chef's kiss. Let's go to Tina in Sheboygan Falls. Hi, Tina.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What's the last thing you went all over looking for? And where did you find it, I guess?
I did, but this was probably 10 years ago. I don't know if you remember because your kids are a little younger than mine. But this is when fidget spinners came out.
Yep.
I found mine. Yeah, my old one yesterday. My old Kiss one.
Fidget spinners, it was like you went everywhere looking for them.
You couldn't find them. Couldn't keep them in stock.
To the point where we ordered them at Kiss FM to give them away to people. And our legal department was like, somebody might hit themselves in the eye. We're like, who cares?
Who cares? Still got like five of them things, bro. No lie. I found some yesterday. It's like, crazy you're saying fidget spinner right
but
now.
But they're hot.
And then now it's the poppets. Okay, but
they were so popular.
She was whipping around trying to find a fidget spinner.
Did you ever find it at the time?
I did, but we had to go to like several grocery stores, and there was other people looking like rushing in to get these things.
This is like when they had that stupid Tickle Me Elmo one Christmas, and everybody went nuts, and it was so dumb.
I ended up finding it at a hardware store, just a little tiny hardware store in Sheboygan.
Nice,
cool. On a little quiet street, and there was a bunch of other people going in there to get it.
But you
and
got
I had
yours.
My kids with me.
Shout
and
out
we
to
we were
them.
Running all over Sheboygan County looking for fidget spinners.
But you found it at the hardware. The little hole in the wall. Hallmark.
Mom and Pop.
Hallmark movie looking hardware store in Sheboygan. And you know what? It's probably got the Christmas lights up already.
Quite picturesque. Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely do.
All right, Tina. Yes.
Can I just tell you something else really quickly?
I don't know. It depends.
Yes. I called in like last week when you were talking about candy corn.
Oh, Tina.
And I said I sort of liked it and I was eating it because my daughter bought it for me.
I'm about to hang
up
on you.
I don't know if you remember that.
No, it was because the daughter thought she liked it, so she's been faking liking it. Because the daughter
sort of.
I
sort of like it, but I had my family over this past weekend, and I have 6 nephews, and they all loved it. I had a bowl of it out.
Ew! No, Tina, you went the wrong way on this one.
Tina, why would you put out that kind of propaganda for these children?
And you said it out loud. Get rid of it.
You said it out loud twice. Twice.
That's it. Hang up on her. Goodbye, Tina.
Bye, Tina.
Sorry.
Have a great day.
She's a candy corn pusher.
She's out here imposing it on her youth at will and making it against their will.
You know what? Let me just put her on the blocked list.
Thank you.
Tina and Sheboygan Falls, goodbye.
Never talking to you again.
Our girl Lindsay's in Muskego, though. She's got her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row. That's how you get one on this show. No, don't get stressed. It's gonna get Lindsay!
Hey!
All right, what'd you drive all over looking for, and did you find it?
So, I am a plus-size individual, and my husband is also like a big and tall gentleman.
Dick him stand up.
We went all over this past weekend looking for a yellow button-down shirt because we were going to be Liberty Mutual Insurance, like Doug and Limu Emu. You couldn't find it anywhere. It was so frustrating. We eventually like ordered them. But it is impossible to find anything in big and tall or plus size if you need it right away. Like my brother's wedding is coming up and it's a medieval theme wedding. I can't find any medieval anything anywhere.
Unless
I want to be in a Halloween
costume.
You can't try it on.
You gotta
order it. No, I ordered like 10 things, and of the 10 things, I've returned 10 things.
No.
And I still have nothing.
See, and this is why we're hands-on, because the fit matters for us bigger folk, bruh.
I wish we could have stories where you could just try it on like back in the day.
You know what?
I mean, we sound really old, but I'm from 1900s, guys. I am old.
We are antiquated, man. We're from the 1900s, for real. Yes, no.
Don't age yourself. And let me, dude, you guys are something else. You may have to order it online, but can I be fair? As someone who's been big and lost weight, I feel like you can't find a lot of stuff you have to find online is where I was going with this.
Yeah.
I, too, go to stores and go, they don't have the selection they used to have because it's all online. Like, and I know what you're saying. I feel like it's harder to find stuff, period, a lot of times.
But it happens to be about the experience, too.
Absolutely.
If you order it online, the sizing is ridiculous.
Way off. Yes.
One company,
it's way off.
I'm an extra large. And the next company, I'm a 6X because the sizing is just insane.
And now I'm just disrespected.
Oh, I know. Been there, done that, dude.
Yeah.
I was a medium till I ordered from China, and then I was a double X.
Hey,
screw you.
We're all 9Xs in China, no matter how
too.
Tall. Yeah, no. They got different sizes out there, cuz.
Well, Lindsay, well, I'm sorry you didn't find the costume. Happy Halloween.
Oh, I found my costume. We were Limu, Limu, and Doug, but it took a long time to find it.
Who was Limu and who was Doug?
My husband, Doug, was Doug. It made sense. And I was Limu, Emu. It was hilarious.
Love it.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Huepa, buenos dias.
Somebody texted in what you were talking about, DZ. They said, having the parents drive door to door and the kids get out and out, in and out of the car. Just walk the neighborhood. Don't be lazy.
Lazy, lazy. And you not even in your own hood.
Mm-mm. We're talking about Halloween pet peeves. Tia is in Milwaukee this morning. We'll start with her. Hi, Tia.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Did we mention your pet peeve? What is it?
My pet peeve is the crappy candy.
Yes.
What is your crappy candy,
What's
though?
The worst?
I really don't like Butterfingers.
No, Tia, that's one of the elite. Sorry.
You must have not been listening the other day when we asked for best and worst, and Butterfingers came up as one of the sleeper best.
Tia,
you had us on crappy candy, and then you lost us when you said Butterfingers in the same sentence.
Let me guess, you hate Baby Ruth, too.
All of a sudden, yes. Snickers aren't even that good.
I'm about to hang up on you, Tia. I won't, because we don't know you like that, but...
Have a great day. I will.
No, have a great day.
No, jokes.
Have a horrible Halloween, Tia.
I hope you only get Butterfingers today.
Tia, we appreciate you for real. I thought you were going to say something like a Tootsie Roll or, you know...
A Dum Dum.
Candy corn. She's like, the Butterfingers.
I don't like candy corn. I don't like Three Musketeers.
They're gross. Okay.
You know, those kind of candy. I'm like, I know a lot of people like Butterfingers, and I don't.
I keep giving her a chance, but Tia's just offending me left and right.
Forget it, Tia. You're a lost cause.
We thought you could get a theme song. Nope.
Tia's probably giving out popcorn balls at this rate.
And Cheeto bags.
There's nothing left.
No, I'm like the Snickers.
Oh.
You know, the Reese's. I'm one of those.
So she's very specific in her likes. Okay, Tia, we get the picture. I feel you. She doesn't like the bad candy bars.
Bye, Tia. Hold on, though. I do got to say. She said she likes the Butterfingers, but doesn't... Or she doesn't like Butterfingers, but likes the Reese's Cups. Make it make sense, Cap?
Well, I don't think they taste the same, but I think they're both really good candy. So I think she's wrong. I think she needs to go revisit the Butterfinger in adulthood and see if she feels differently about it. Just a personal opinion.
Reevaluate her life choices.
Whoever texted in, the pet peeve is when houses have their porch light on but aren't participating. Okay, you remember we went off about this on the show.
Yeah.
That if you're participating in giving away candy, turn on your porch light, whether it's light out or dark. We went up to somebody screwed us on this and when we were trick-or-treating. Do you know why they had the stupid house light on? Because the house was for sale and there was nobody there.
Oh, so they were thinking.
And the neighbor goes, there's nobody there. And I go, well, the light shouldn't be on then.
Not today, at least.
Ah!
Bro, we got into an argument when we were trick-or-treating, and I know we got callers.
Why?
But real quick, we got into an argument because we're going around the neighborhood, right? And we had all had this conversation because we talked about it on air. So people were like, the porch light means it's a go.
Yes,
yay!
It does.
So there was this house that had Halloween decorations galore, had things on the door.
And the porch light on.
Had the porch light on with a decorative porch light. So it was like the black light porch light at that. So
and
it's
no
like,
bowl of candy sitting out?
No bowl of candy sitting out, and the house inside was dark. So clearly nobody was home. How y'all gonna finesse me? Because now I'm mad going, no, my logic goes, I'm supposed to be knocking on that door, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the door next door, no light on, no decorations, giving out candy.
What if, I know you're
mad.
I know, but what if they were there and they went trick-or-treating and forgot their light was on?
What if, but still, though, that's a pet peeve right there, because now I'm listening to the light on the porch situation and that doesn't even count.
Well, Tony's in Racine again. I don't know what this guy wants, he's got something to say about Halloween pet peeves. He's got a good theme song. Tony.
Yo, good morning again.
Good morning.
Somebody texted in and said their pet peeve is when people say Reese's, not recess. Okay. Get a new cause.
Reese's
that's
or
not
Reese's,
that serious.
Reese's or Reese's.
Of all the things.
You know what? I'll fight you if you want to. I'll say whatever I want.
Tony, what's your Halloween pet peeve? Come on.
Mine is actually in between the driving with your kids. You know, when you drive and then you let them out to go to the house, that doesn't really bother me as much as the parents that drive behind them while they're walking the whole street.
Yeah, that's
and
stupid.
And then decide to get out. Like our area, we pass out spiked cocoa and... you know, some drinks and stuff, and then they feel like they can get out of the car, go get some hot chocolate, and then get back in the
car.
Well,
that's not
for
you.
They're getting back behind the wheel after a spiked hot cocoa? Excuse me?
I'm not saying, but yes,
during Halloween,
happens.
Lovely. That's why I hate these people. See?
Wow. Another pet peeve unlocked.
They're dumb because they would be drunk and walking around having fun like everybody else, but they're using their car. Come on.
Right. So if you guys want spiked cocoa, cotton candy, and some beers, and of course, good candy for the kids. Then
I do last weekend. I do last weekend, not on Halloween. I moved on with my life.
Now I might turn into my own personal pet peeve and go see Tony and Racine because me spiked hot cocoa. Who don't want that?
Go for it, Tony. Thanks for calling. I'm with you.
Thanks,
the people
guys.
That drive
Peace,
behind
man.
The kids but then get out for the alcohol. Forget y'all.
That's opportunistic,
annoying.
Right there, boy. If I ever.
Lisa's in Pewaukee. Let's talk to her next. Hi, Lisa. We're talking about Halloween pet peeves.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Talk to us. What's yours?
Okay, so I can't stand when I see, like, the older kids without a costume on.
It's so funny you said this because somebody texted in and said their pet peeve is kids wearing a Packer jersey. Try harder, bro.
Right?
Excuse me.
I get so sad because, you know, like, kids of a certain age, like, right in their teens, they're, like, too young for everything and too old for everything else.
Fair.
So go trick-or-treating, get the candy, but put a costume on. Don't just walk around with a bag.
At least a mask.
Fair.
Yeah,
right?
Try.
Or some kind of hand.
I don't need to see full effort. You don't got to be in makeup. I'm not trying to see you doing
just
dang crazy thing.
Carry an axe for all
something.
I care. Something.
Right?
A tiny bit
broom.
Of effort. It's
a broom.
A broom.
A broom with a hat.
You could be you could be an Am I the Jerk sweep. Three of y'all get a broom.
Wait, I was the perfect example of this because remember, I had to come up with a costume out of nowhere. My neighbor wouldn't trick or treat with me if I didn't have one. So I came up with Damien from Mean Girls in 3 minutes. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You can do it if you need to do it.
I was literally in the middle of getting my hair braided by my sister-in-law and they couldn't finish before trick-or-treating started, so I had a half-braided head and went, what am I going to do? I went in my closet, grabbed an old Allen Iverson jersey that I got, put it on, and I was 2001 Allen Iverson getting his hair braided mid-game by his mom.
It's a good one. It was a good one. We both did really good with our quick thinking. We really threw it together this year. Okay. Hey, thanks, Lisa. We appreciate you. Happy Halloween.
Yep. Happy Halloween.
Bye.
Last but not least, Julie's in Oak Creek, one of our regulars.
Julie,
let's get to her.
Julie.
Oh my gosh, we have all these texts coming in too. I'm trying, guys.
We need a producer.
Amen.
Morning, Julie.
Julie.
Hola.
Mike in Waukesha texted and he said, my pet peeve for Halloween is when teenagers show up without a costume and want candy trick-or-treating. We kind of talked about that just now. What's yours, Julie?
So they kind of go hand in hand. When the kids come up and don't say trick-or-treat, they just expect to get candy. And then when they don't say thank you when they've gotten the candy.
Actually, I respect this.
Yeah, but aren't you? But I'm usually the mom at the end of the driveway going, did you say thank you?
And not enough parents are, because Sammy was doing that this weekend and I had to go, oh my gosh, this was a pet peeve I discovered because my kid was going up and just open bag, taking candy.
And then leaving.
And I'm like, no, Poppy, this is a transaction. You must say thank you after receiving the Happy Halloween trick-or-treat candy, and you must say Happy Halloween trick-or-treat to receive the transaction.
Did my nephew continue to do that after you told him? Oh, good. I knew he was perfect.
Quick learner, because I was like, you ain't going to get no more candy if you ain't going to say please and thank you.
Your 3-year-old was perfect. Tell me something I don't know.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, Julie. I forgot you were there. We were talking about Sammy for a second, his cute little self. Okay.
Julie brought it up, though. That really is a great point. Yeah. The please and thank you in a situation when it's like, all right, we know we're here for free candy.
For sure.
Be nice about it. It's polite.
And somebody else texted in and said, I forgot my front porch lights are on auto timer. That's probably what happened.
Oh.
Yikes.
Oh, y'all be fancy then.
Our bad. Never mind.
No, I'm still mad at you.
Nope, mad.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.